The Effective Manager. Author, Mark Horstman. Who is an effective manager? We have known both good and bad managers. What makes them so? Is it what they do? How they think? Their personality? What they feel? Where they went to school? Think about this for a minute. How do you know someone is a good manager? What is the definition of a good manager? Your first responsibility, achieve results. This may be the most important concept related to being a manager. Your first responsibility is to deliver whatever results your organization expects from you. The thing that really matters is that you do what your company expects you to do. If you can't list your goals almost off the top of your head, make a note somewhere to go to your boss in the near future. What results do you expect from me? Take notes and go back to your desk and figure out what actions you're going to take in order to deliver those results. Your first responsibility. Retain your people. One of the tools to measure a good manager is his ability to retain his people. Replacing employees is expensive. When someone leaves, there's the lost work that they have planned for, the cost of interviewing in both money and time, the likely higher salary that will be paid in the event of a replacement, the time and expense of training the new employee, and cost of less productivity by the new employee until the person can match the quality and quantity of work of the person who has left. For today's managers, it's not enough to get results. He also has to make sure that his team members don't leave the organization. If you want to be an effective manager, and you want to maximize your job security, you've got to achieve these two metrics. You've got to know how your organization measures them, and you've got to choose to spend the time on things to achieve them. What are the things that you can do most likely to achieve them? The four critical behaviors. The four critical behaviors that an effective manager engages in to produce results and retain team members are the following. 1. Get to know your people. 2. Communicate about performance. 3. Ask for more. 4. Push work down. Get to know your people. The single most important thing that you can do as a manager to improve your performance and increase retention is to spend time getting to know the strengths and weaknesses of your direct reports. The most efficient way to get to know your team is to spend time regularly communicating with them. When you communicate with others, they evaluate your communication with them in two ways: quantity and quality. Quantity is the frequency of your communications. You communicate more with those whom you consider friends and trusted colleagues, and less with those whom you have less of a relationship. The quality is judged by whether or not what we talk about is of interest or of benefit to them. Get to know your people through one-on-one meetings that are held weekly. The simplest reason for this is that you probably think about your work life in weekly increments. Make 30-minute meetings, as there is no benefit to going longer than 30 minutes. Also, make one-on-ones with your directs. If you have a special case for one or two directs, there's nothing wrong with spending more time with them than with other team members. Do one-on-ones over the phone when you cannot do face-to-face meetings. Communicate about performance. When you think about it, everything that's done at a high level is done with a lot of communication about performance. That means if you want high performance, you're going to have to talk about it with your directs. Give feedback and talk about performance. The lack of frequent performance communication increases directs' defensiveness. The purpose of feedback is to encourage effective future behavior in the future. Repeated behaviors without a change towards effectiveness are responded to by systemic feedback. Systemic feedback addresses the directs' combination of continued failure to change with the directs' stated commitment to change and the greater failure to meet a repeated commitment. Ask for more. If you want great results in retention, you have to constantly raise the bar on performance. You have to ask for more. As managers, you're not responsible just for the status quo, but for improving performance of the whole team. The best way a team's performance improves is if each individual's performance improves. Coaching allows you to help each of your directs to grow their skill. Coaching is a way to supervise the self-improvement process of the direct over a series of months. Pushing work down. The reason pushing work down is the fourth part of our management trinity is that while the first three parts of the management trinity create value for the team, pushing work down creates capacity for the organization. Managers are the ones who push work down, but the organization is the one that benefits. Pushing work down creates potential for your entire organization. Learning to delegate is part of the transition to becoming an executive. There are 5 steps to delegation. 1. State your desire to help. 2. Tell them why you're asking them. 3. Ask for specific responsibility acceptance. 4. Describe the task or project in details. 5. Address deadline, quality, and reporting standards. What should you delegate? There are 4 tasks that you could delegate to your direct as follows. Reporting. Let one of your directs create a report. Meetings. Make one of your directs responsible for working with the agenda and facilitating the meeting. Presentations. Assign a presentation and delegate it to a direct and help the direct create the slide deck and rehearse. Projects. Follow the same procedures as for presentation. Teachable and sustainable tools. If you've got your own way and you're achieving the 4 critical behaviors, leading to the great results and team member retention, you're good to go. Almost. Unfortunately, it's not quite enough to use the 4 critical behaviors and achieve your 2 fundamental responsibilities. However you manage, your techniques, behavior, and philosophy must both be teachable to others and sustainable. This means that you have to be able to teach others how to do what you do, and you have to be able to continue to apply the same teachable behaviors and externally visible skills and abilities in different roles, in different organizations, through different economic conditions, wherever you are, for long periods of time. The effective manager. Finally, if you want to be a great manager, do these things with love. Professional love. The willingness to risk yourself for the benefit of another. It means doing something that may be a little more difficult for you, as a way of showing respect for your colleagues and your organization. You can be demanding while also showing respect for your team. You don't have to withhold positive feedback. You can give negative feedback with love in your heart. You can deliver tough messages with kindness. You don't have to be mean, short, or disrespectful to challenge people. You don't have to act like a boss. Nor do you have to sugarcoat hard messages. Be direct, and be kind doing it. That takes love.